There's no brothers around here.
Well, wait a minute. You and he St. Louis, ain't you?
That's right, brother.
All right, don't make no never mind.
What the hell?
Well, I thought
the hell,
well,
man.
I thought the brother was calling from Fargo.
Well, you
no,
know.
Not. And
sort
you did Carrie and Hudson because you're a New Yorker, right?
Well, that's right, you know, and my dad actually, you know, he used to talk like that, you know, but for a joke, you know.
So did you call up to suck up, you know, thank you, Phil, for giving a start to my career, stuff like that?
Yeah, all actually
right, cool.
I did.
Well, I'm happy to be
but,
able to.
But, you know,
to...
I mean, you know, how many people in the Twin Cities, you know, are just going to, like, completely miss you, Phil, you know? I mean,
probably.
You ever think of that?
It was like the six people I got holding, and that's
yeah.
it. You know, Sheldon,
yeah, right.
Dennis. Dennis's grandmother made me some coconut cookies. That's the end of it, you know. Dennis came in and said, well, we got cookies. That's all I could muster up. Try to get a party. Nobody came.
Yeah, really?
You know.
So, like, I thought maybe Pendleton would show up there, you know.
No, Pendleton's still strapped to a chair somewhere. So
oh, is he really?
Yeah, he's tied down. They're just pumping him full of thorough.
He didn't get caught in a snowblower, did he?
No, he didn't get caught in a snowblower. He just caught wandering. He was caught wandering down Hennepin just wearing a nice pair of Speedos.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And holding up a cross going, I'm here. I'm back. So they tied him to a barber's
Lord
chair.
Lord have mercy.
They did, yeah. No, I had lunch with Rob... the other day, met his dad, Penny. Great guy.
Yeah.
Don't care much for the name.
Penny.
But the man himself is a wonderful... Well, Penny, what is that short? What's that supposed to be short for?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, Jim...
But you know, you look at the people in the Twin Cities. What are they going to do without you now? You know? I mean, what are these drunks going to do without...
What did they do before I got here?
I don't know.
What are the drunks going to do? Well, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Now you're getting into something that's very germane. Yeah, what are the drunks going to do now that I'm gone?
Seriously, you know, I mean,
like... It seemed to me every night there would be a call like...
I was talking about Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton?
You mean George Clinton?
Yeah, George Clinton. You want to talk about George Clinton? He's married to Bill.
Oh, Lord.
So, yeah, what are the drunks going to do? Well, that can be our first topic of discussion.
Yeah.
What are you alcoholics going to do now that I'm leaving?
You know, Carrie always wanted to be one of those guys, you know, that would be on your show and talk to the fine people of the Twin Cities, but, you know, it never worked out, but, you know.
Well, that's all right.
But it's cool that way, you know.
Yeah. Well, you did sort of, but then in a way you didn't. And,
in a way I didn't.
Yeah.
Because they just couldn't understand me.
I was happy to have you on the show, man. And your senior year in high school is next year?
That's
right.
I can't
believe I'm talking to a high school student here. Doesn't he sound like a hitman? You know, he's
that's
just
right,
getting
you know?
Into the Jilly Rizzo family. You know, they're
that's
just going to make him tomorrow. They got the picture of the burning saint. They're going to prick the finger and go, my son, I would like you to know now that you are a friend of ours.
Yeah.
But,
Roger.
Good luck to you, man, up there at KFGO.
Gee, right, yeah.
And get out of there as fast as you can.
I'll try to get out of here as fast as I can, you know, but it doesn't always work.
All right.
Hey, good luck in Miami, baby.
Thanks a lot.
We're all behind you.
Thanks a lot.
All right, man.
That's what I'm afraid of. You're all behind me. Mary, hello.
Hi.
How you doing, Mary?
How you doing?
Good.
That's good. I'm sorry to hear you leaving.
Yeah, well, you know.
Me?
Huh?
You talked to me quite a few times.
Did I?
Yeah, Columbia Heights.
Okay.
What happened to that one woman? Eat me.
Oh, bite me?
Yeah, bite me.
I don't know what her name was. Martha? I think she called from Brainerd.
Really? You're a sweetheart.
She was a nice lady. The nicest bite me I ever heard.
Okay. But I'm sorry that you're leaving.
Well...
But I wish I would have met you.
Should have said something sooner, Mary. You might have stuck around.
Well...
You know, but you laid back, sat on your hands. I know how it is.
I'll write to you.
Making coconut cookies there.
Well, no kidding.
You know, you never did send me that reindeer broth recipe you were going to send me.
Oh, it's not me.
Well, thank you for your words of encouragement and support. And somewhere, if you're ever in South Florida...
Oh, yeah.
You
won't drop on down there.
You won't know where I live, so don't look me up.
I won't?
But flip on the radio.
But I can't do it.
You know, I tried to lose this phone call about 30 seconds ago. Why can't you do it, Mary?
Because I'm not in the area.
Oh, yeah, but if you ever get down there, do you ever travel? Do you go?
No, I don't.
Why not?
Because I'm into my own self.
You're into your own self? What does that mean? You're into your own self?
Basically, because men have been assholes.
Men has been assholes, did you say? I'm quoting directly, ladies and gentlemen, so please don't call. Well, why?
Because
do you have to have a man to travel?
No, I don't. And do my own travel.
I think you need to get on a Greyhound bus.
My mom works for the airline.
Why don't you do that midnight cowboy thing? Just find a guy named Ratso and have him sit next to you just, you know, passing
you
out.
Bet.
Just get on a... Hello? Men has been, hasn't they? Okay, hello, Peggy.
Hi.
Hi, Peg.
This is Peggy, and I'm really sad that you're leaving, and I'm going to miss you. A while back, I thought you said that you weren't going to leave, and I'm really disappointed.
I wasn't going to.
You weren't going?
And then suddenly, out of the blue, lightning struck, or striking luck, and it was striking luck that lightning struck, and the big gig came along, the big offer, the big, you know, the large dollars, the big market, the beach, the palm trees, the...
We listen, my boyfriend and I listen to you all the time, in bed and everything. You really enjoy listening.
Yeah, Paul Majors and his wife listen to me in bed, too.
Do they?
Yeah, there's a lot of bed listening, which is, you know, I mean, I don't mean anything, you know, rude about that. I mean, just everybody is hanging out and laying around in bed listening to the show, which is kind of nice. It's
Well, it's like you're a breath of fresh air in the Twin Cities because the local radio does have a tendency to be rather bland and boring. And
really?
You've been a creative breath of fresh air, and we're going to miss you.
Well, I really honest to goodness appreciate that. The best that I can do is come back on vacations here and break into the radio station and take it over for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Maybe get the big syndicated gig. Maybe get the big network gig. I don't know. You know.
That's but great.
I'm glad that you listened. You don't have to call. It's okay. I know you guys are out there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been nice having you out there, laying around on the mattress.
Okay, and we do love you, and we're going to miss you.
Thank you, Peggy.
Yeah.
I hear you, and I appreciate that.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
1020 at WCCO News Talk 830, Phil Hendry Show, with the weather tonight clear to partly cloudy at a low near 26. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high near 48. Currently, clear 32, dew point 27, relative humidity 82%. The winds are from the southwest at 3. The barometric pressure is 30.26 and falling.
Hey, I wanted to call and thank you for your picture.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to call and wish you good luck.
Thank you very much. I hope I have it. With all this good luck, got to happen for me, you know?
Is it possible to get a copy of this tape?
Copy of what, this show?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so. It would be something you have to talk to the front office, you know?
Call them, like, Monday?
Yeah, call them Monday. Maybe they'll do it for you.
And I want to wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much, Julie. I hope you enjoyed the picture. What are you doing with it?
I put in my photo album along with Dark Star's picture.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't hang it up on a wall or anything, huh? You know, I always wanted to have my picture hanging in one of those delis, you know, with a sandwich named after me or something like that. You ever go to the deli and see, like, Telly Savalas? Boy, that guy's kisser is in every deli in America.
I'm going to hang it on the wall tomorrow.
I'm going to start passing my pictures out of delis. Just hang it up even if you never heard of me, will you? I'll sign it and people will say, look, William Shatner.
But I heard you ran out of pictures, too.
Yeah, we did. We ran out of them. Okay, Julie, I can tell you're listening to the show in the background. What is that? Sounds like some sort of hybrid of Metallica, Black Sabbath.
Switzerland.
Oh, it's the it's Switzerland. All right. She's calling the show, but listening to Switzerland right now.
No, I got you on the Walkman. You just can't hear it.
Of course not. Thanks, Julie.
Okay.
Thank you for your call.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Here's John in St. Paul. Hello.
Hey.
Hi, John.
It's St. Paul Park.
St. Paul Park.
Yeah, we talked before. Hey, I got to wish you the best of luck and the most of success to begin with.
What did we talk about before?
Oh, hitchhiking, flipping the bird, waving.
Okay.
Toad secretions.
That must have been a Walter Flower show then.
You betcha. Yeah. I love that guy. You got to take them all with you if you can somehow.
Yeah, I will somehow, yeah.
A lot of your callers are probably trying to figure out your 800 number. It's 1-800-555-1212, of course.
There it is, yeah.
I don't know how many people caught on to that real quick. But
I don't know. I don't even know if you did.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I've used it many times.
Great. Thank you for your good wishes, John.
I got a song that I've been considering for you.
Okay.
Remember Arthur Brown?
Yeah, I do.
Fire?
Crazy World of Arthur Brown, yeah.
Yeah. I am the God of Hellfire, and I bring you fire.
Right.
You stimulate the mind and aggravate the intellect.
Okay.
What
is that? That's a song I'm supposed to use as a theme?
Sure. It would work.
I don't think so.
Mm.
I don't know. You know, there's too many arson, too many firebugs out there.
That's true.
Kids sitting with cans of gas with a box of Milk Duds watching a warehouse go up. Look, we did it.
Yeah.
You know? But thank you for the suggestion.
Some night when you're in the Twin Cities next fall, if you get this way, I usually go by that Jaguar dealership there on Hennepin and 2nd Street there.
Oh, yeah, I'll stop by.
Well,
is that the one with the really neat lube rack? Yes.
Yeah, I got a six-wheeler I go
is
by.
Is John here? You any of you guys in the greasy overalls? Can someone tell me, direct me to John?
No, I got a six-wheeler I go by there with. We can play pedestrian pinball.
Pedestrian pinball.
You betcha.
All right. I'm looking forward to that, John. I'll go by the Jaguar dealership looking
Take
for you.
Care.
If you ain't there, you're in big trouble.
My kids are downstairs listening to this, and they probably haven't caught it. Take
what
care.
A slow family there, John.
Yeah.
Thank you. Kids, 1-800-555-1212, huh? Thanks, John.
Hello.
Jeez. God. 28 after 10 here at News Talk 830 WCCO. My name's Phil Hendry. If you just tuned in, this is my last show. It's been nice knowing you. I'm glad you plugged this in here. This is WCCO. Keep on keeping on here. We're on till 2 a.m. What does Marlene Ettery do for...
Mountains man with the sundown doing the peyote.
The Chocolate Mountains. All right. Yeah. The Rue de El Chocolate... never mind.
Hey.
Camino...
You got to go to the Chocolate Mountains with sundown or you ain't lived.
Yeah, I've been there. And I've been there with sundown. And it was in the hull of a, like, abandoned car, which is where he lived for a few months.
Oh, yeah.
This guy... I mean, he goes to the Chocolate Mountains, which are out in the Mojave Desert, out in the southwest, and he lives in the hull of an abandoned car, you know, lighting candles and stuff. He just thinks it's so ever so groovy.
You just got to skip the occasional scorpion.
Okay, what else, Tom?
The Florida State Fair must have a better bungee jump than Minnesota.
I don't know. They don't have a state. They have county fairs there. I don't know that they have a state fair.
County fairs.
You know,
let me
think about a state fair. The only state in America where a state fair matters is Minnesota. This is a huge thing here.
This is it.
When I was a little boy, they used to take me to the L.A. County Fair, and there would be like some greasy clown giving out some suspect taffy. And they had one tiny little roller coaster that kept breaking down, and that was it. That was the L.A. County Fair and what was left of the pig population out there.
But
I went to the New York State Fair, and it was about the same thing.
The L.A. County Fair in Pomona.
Yeah, in Pomona. But you go to any state. But here, the state fair, my God, it's like, you know, they're burying the pharaoh every year. Seriously. So... I go to Florida. The state fair is not going to be high on the list of priorities for anybody living there. Probably be number one for me, though.
Mm.
I'll be wandering around Miami going, yeah, I used to go to the state fair in Minnesota. You guys know where the Florida state fair is? What are you, crazy? Hand over the money. You hand over the money. I know the state fair. So
well,
that's the way it am.
Giving up Camp Snoopy, giving up the whole shot.
Yeah, and I got to turn all that in for Disney World. Boy,
yeah, well.
I'm telling you, that's a drag.
Yeah. Hey, bro.
All right, pal.
Good luck.
Thank you very much, Tom.
See you, man.
You guys come down and y'all come visit sometime. Karen in St. Paul, hello.
Oh, hi, Phil.
Hi, Karen.
How are you doing?
Did I run into your sister in the Skyway the other day?
Yes, you did, and you ran into me, too.
Was it you?
Yeah, you ran into me, and then before that, you ran into Shelley.
Well, I ran into this lady who had, like, a wool cap on, a bunch of gloves and stuff.
Yeah.
And little I Like Ike buttons and things. She had a whole bunch of buttons and kibbutz buttons and things on her.
I just had twins and a Vikings pin on.
And she was, you know, shaking my hand vigorously and stuff, and I was trying to get away. Security intervened. No, I'm kidding. She was very nice. She says, I'm Shelley. I call, and my sister's Karen, and we live in St. Paul. And I'm going,
no,
I said, where are you going? I'm going to go see my mother. She's in the cathedral right now.
No.
She was a bell ringer there or something.
No.
What kind of a family have you got? I'm going to go see my mother, the hunchback. Just ding,
oh, you're
ding.
So funny. Well, I do remember the first time I called, and I didn't know that you could talk to you. I thought all the people that you talked to were characters.
Uh-huh. You didn't know that there was actually a host on this thing?
Yes. I asked your producer, I said, you mean I can talk to him?
Can you talk to the host of the show, or is he just, somebody got a string in his back going, now this break?
It was so funny, and I had a lot of fun listening to you over the months, and my mom and my sister, and, oh, I'm going to miss you, but you got to get on with your life, and, you know...
Where are you going to be winding up in your later years?
Where am I going to be winding up?
Yeah, where are you going to retire to?
Well, if I had my choice, I'd like to go to Australia.
Yeah, good. There's a good choice. Why not? Just save your shekels. Do it.
Yeah.
Get in a boat. Slow boat to Australia.
Yeah, slow boat to Australia. But
a lot of you guys, I hear people call up. They say, well, I'm going to miss you, Phil, and everything. I say, well, why don't you guys come with me? Come on. Pull up roots and let's go. Pull out your roots and let's go.
I've never been to Florida, but I've heard about it.
Grab your root and let's go. You never been to Florida? I got to tell you, Karen, that's a sheltered life.
Well, I've been everywhere
else. Everybody's been to Florida.
Well, I've been everywhere else, though.
You know, if you haven't been to Florida, you haven't been anywhere.
Oh.
Don't you think? Because it's like the first stop for people who want to go somewhere. Some guy called the show the other night. He said, well, what are you going to do? He says, I got a whole vacation off. I want to go somewhere exciting. I said, where are you going? Vero Beach. Yeah, all right.
Well, you know, I mean, I've never been to Florida, but I've been everywhere else, so...
All right. Well, then you don't need Florida. It's just a sandbar.
Yeah. I've been to Disneyland, so I guess that must count for something.
My favorite episode of Rocky and Bullwinkle is when they sawed off Florida and let it just, you know, they towed it to Russia or something.
Cuba, probably.
Yeah, said, Rocky and Bullwinkle saw Florida sawed off. Natasha and Bull, you know, whatever, and they dragged it out there. Well, I appreciate your patronage and your love and support. And,
yeah, well, I really had a lot of fun, and I got your picture, you know, a while back and everything. So
thank you.
If I had a bar, I'd probably put it up in it, but of course I don't have a bar, so.
Well, someday maybe we'll be behind bars.
Oh, I hope not.
Well, I got to free up this line now, Karen, for someone that hates me and is glad I'm leaving.
Okay.
So thanks for calling.
All righty.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
1035 at WCCO. Oh, yeah, those folks are welcome as well. Anybody that's just as happy as a pig in the stuff to see me out of here, by all means. 989-9226. Kevin in Stillwater. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Phil.
Hi.
Just wanted to say thanks for all the fun.
You're welcome.
Quick story here on how I got turned on to you. There's a guy that's a jock in the Twin Cities here, a station called KDWB, and he's a huge fan of yours also. He did 10 to 2, and now he's just got moved to afternoon drive.
What's this guy's name?
Michael Knight.
Okay.
And I think that's quite a compliment in itself.
Yeah, you know, I had more people in the cities in radio listening to my show than I had, like, regular, you know, civilian people.
But, I mean, he's,
you know, your numbers come out and they suck, but everybody like Paul Majors, boy, you're fantastic. I mean, but I wouldn't know talent, you know? I just comb my hair once a day and look into a screen, give it the bug-eyed stare.
Hate to see you go, though. You said earlier last week you were going to give us the call letters.
WIOD.
Okay.
Sick News Talk 610, Miami.
Okay.
Great station. They've got WIOD is like one of the best, one of the top five personalities in the country working there, a guy named Neil Rogers, who is hysterically funny, and it's going to be rather intimidating going in there, working with a guy like that. He's amazing. Mm-hmm. All I can tell you is Neil has if I get into Neil's shtick, I'll get fired before I get the end of the show here. So, but it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
One other thing I wanted to share is that I enjoyed all the shtick, and you got me one time when you were doing the State Fair gig last year, and you said, hey, we're doing the all-night late-night thing here.
Oh, yeah.
And you got me driving home.
God, I didn't think I fooled anybody with that.
Oh, man.
I thought that was, like, so poorly executed.
Oh, I thought it was awesome. I was driving home, and I was like, I've lived here all my life.
What were we doing? Were we meeting Sue Zelickson at the melted chicken booth or something, or what were we doing?
I can't remember, but you had the noise in the background.
I don't know if Sue ever...
I can't believe this is happening.
I don't know that Sue appreciated that. When we were at the fair, I was doing the live, you know, I was out on the little patio.
Yep, I remember.
You know, and now let's go to Sue Zelickson with the melted cheese at the cheese booth there. And and she never talked to me after that. And I always wanted to tell her, Sue, I was kidding. Please, don't. Give me the reindeer broth recipe. Kevin, thank you very much.
Thank you, Phil.
All right, man. Bye-bye. Somebody's bound to be able to take my place, folks. Someday. Kevin in Minnetonka, hello.
How you doing, Phil?
Fine.
Hey. You know, the other night you were doing the things where you wanted people to imitate your characters.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, I got a thing. I have Brad right here.
Okay.
Okay. How you doing, Mr. Henry? You know, I really love your program, and I just want to say that I was walking down Route 66 when I found a briefcase on the side of the road. When I opened it up, I was expecting $1 million. Instead, do you know what I found, Mr. Henry?
No, what was that?
I found a dead skunk.
Oh, man, Brad, what did you do with it?
I couldn't stand it anymore, Mr. Henry.
It was the most disgusting thing that I ever saw in my life.
Absolutely.
Who would put a dead skunk in a bag?
I don't know.
Hey, Brad, how's your bag after you got nailed with that line drive?
Oh, it still hurts, Mr. Henry. Really? You know, I'm really mad at you for doing that.
But I got uniforms for your team. What is that, Sukmar Heating and Plumbing?
Really?
Yeah.
Great.
We got uniforms just for the fact that you took one off the fun bag from a line shot, you know?
Thank you very much, Mr. Henry.
You did that John Kruk thing, man. I appreciate you for that.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Brad.
And also, Phil.
Yeah?
I want to thank you.
And another thing, Phil. How much for the hour?
Thank you very much for being to the Twin Cities. We really love you here, and good luck down in Miami.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Later.
Now I don't want to leave. Can I still get the gig back? Can I, who do I call? Who do I call? Ain't Dick Featherstone, I know that. They canned him after he, something about rolling the toilet paper the wrong way over there, and the ladies can. And I say can with all due respect. Patty in New Hope, hello.
Hi.
Hi, Patty.
I just want to say that I think you are absolutely fantastic.
This is great, man. We should have done like a whole year of this. Call
I
up
know
and suck up. Suck up hour at 11 o'clock.
I know it. Yeah. I mean, this is what we call being a brownie, right?
Well, it's cool because, you know, for a solid year, it was like, I was told, well, maybe I shouldn't mention this, but who cares? I was responsible, I was told, for a majority of the negative mail to the station, right?
Right.
And there was a period there where you get kind of down and depressed. I mean, I don't want to say I got too down, but, you know, I had my head halfway in the oven. And I should have had you guys just flood the show, like, 7 nights a week with all of these suck-up calls.
Well, you know what was really great is especially when you're on the middle of the night, is I would listen to you and my husband would listen to you. And I think my husband called in a few times, Railroad Dick.
Railroad Dick?
Yes.
Does he work on the railroad? Is that just a nickname that he got after a bad accident?
He's retired from the railroad.
Oh,
ask Dark Star about him sometime.
We
just got married on Valentine's Day.
Who gave
him
that nickname? His urologist?
Pardon?
But I got to tell you.
Anyhow.
So, here comes Railroad Dick through the door. Nurse Johnson, set it up.
There we go.
It's
going to
be another 4-hour exam.
I appreciated all of your characters.
No, I want to get back to Railroad Dick. Is he a cop? They call them yard dicks, railroad cop.
Railroad Dick is retired from the railroad.
Exactly. He was like a security guy for the railroad.
Okay.
Yeah.
A brakeman.
He was a brakeman.
Yeah.
That ain't a railroad dick.
And now I break him. No.
Back to the urologist jokes. I appreciate that so much, Patty, that you led me down that garden path.
And
thank you.
And my cousin thinks you're absolutely wonderful, and she's news director for another radio station I won't mention.
Where? Come on, tell me. Come on.
W Light.
Oh, she's the news director. What's her name?
LaVon Ellis.
LaVon's a big fan.
And she will kill me if she ever hears this.
Well, we work for the same company. It's no big deal. I'm a big fan of their station.
She is very upset that you're leaving town.
Well, I'll have to
stop
by.
She would go to work listening to you in the morning.
Oh, really?
She went to work at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay. Thank God. I thought maybe she thought that I was Roger Erickson for a while.
Not.
Well, listen, the whole family, my best to them. And make sure you listen.
Good luck to you down in Miami.
Thanks, Patty.
All right.
And Railroad Dick, too.
All right.
And you, too.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
18 away from 11 at WCCO. News Talk 830. I got chased out of an old rail yard once by a bum, you know. I was 8 years old. I'll never forget. I was fooling around in this old, broken-down, dilapidated train station up near my house. It was built in the 19th century, and we used to go in there and fool around. And suddenly, I hear one of the friends that I'm with, "Let's get out of here! It's a bum!" And literally, this bum came rising up. The guy had been sleeping in this railroad, and I ran. God, I never ran so fast. I ran for at least 2 miles, and I turned around, and I saw this bum running after me, and I thought that bums had magical speed or something, because I ran for 2 miles. Now, you figure an 8-10-year-old boy running for 2 miles, he's got a good cardiovascular system, he can get going pretty good. He's going to outrun a 45-50-year-old bum, isn't he? But I ran for 2 miles thinking this bum was on my tail the whole way. And then I got up to this Sears and Roebuck department store, and I was lurking around thinking the bum magically would appear. Like the bum had some, like I had a LoJack in my rear end someplace for bums. I had the special bum LoJack. And I mean, that was the scariest, was other than the fact that I almost drowned when I was 3, was one of the frightening moments of my life, thinking that the magic bum is somewhere. And I'll never forget my friend. The kid's name was, speaking of Railroad Dick, the kid's name was Greg Glasscock. And anyway, he said, seriously, Greg Glasscock. And he said, "It's a bum! Let's get out of here!" And we ran and ran and ran. I looked. I saw this big, burly bum chasing me. Man, I thought for sure he'd nab me. And sure enough, when I came to work at CCO, I knocked on Rand's door, and there he was. 17 from... Rand, it's you! 17 from 11 at News Talk 830 WCCO. The Good Morning Show here on WCCO features Roger Erickson and Dave Lee and Sid Hartman and Mark Rosen. And of course, Mike Lynch and Karen Floon with the weather. Bill Anderson is there, too. All the news, weather, and traffic and sports only on the Good Morning Show and only on WCCO News Talk 830.
Win $5,000 towards the purchase of a new car in the Auto Show Fast 5000 9-day giveaway. Register now at any greater metropolitan dealer or at the Auto Show now through March 20th at the Minneapolis Convention Center. A $5,000 certificate towards the purchase of a new car is being awarded every night during the Auto Show. No purchase necessary. Must be at least 18 years of age to enter. Listen for details. Sponsored by the Pioneer Press, WCCO Television, and WCCO. News Talk 830.
Ralph in Brooklyn Center, you're on WCCO.
Yeah. Hola.
Yes, sir.
Senor Alvarez, please.
I'm right here, sir. Can I help you?
Por favor.
Please. What can we do for you?
Well, ¿cómo está?
I'm very fine. How are you?
Fine.
Muy bien.
Where did you go? What did you take?
Where did I go? What did I...
You're at the supposed University of Mexico.
Where did I go and what did I take?
Yeah.
That could entail anything from college to a restaurant.
What?
What are you asking me, sir? What is your question, sir?
I want to know what your educational background is.
You sound like an American man who's
dead. I think you're a phony.
You don't sound like you're sure of yourself.
Bill Hendry masquerading one of his voices.
What?
Because you speak...
You think it's what?
Like an American, not with accent, but with your sentence structure and stuff.
What did you say? You thought he was what?
And I know an awful lot of Spaniards to figure that out.
Wait a second. Are you saying I'm doing this voice?
I can't believe that he would say that. He sounds like he's in fear. I can smell fear on this man.
Fear?
I smell fear coming from you. You smell like a fearful cat, like the kind that I would hunt down in the jungle. Like the kind that I hunt in the jungle. You sound like a man that I would stalk to the jungle. Like a wild cat. I would stalk you to the jungle like a wild cat.
Ralph, we can't understand a word you... Yellow, Ralph.
You see, you ram. Like a rat that he is.
Listen, Doctor, thank you very much.
All right.
Hi, Danny. How you doing? Who's your friend?
Who?
Carrie.
Good to see you guys here. We got a studio audience here tonight. This is the thing we could never work out with CBS because I had to go through 16 lawyers, and I've got them here anyway. Winners of the contest. Danny's here, and Carrie. And Dennis is wandering around with a camera here. It's like a Super 8 job. You going to give this to your grandma, Dennis? Is that who's getting this? Who's going to...
They all want to see you.
They all want to see me, huh? Your grandmother's going to take one look at me and go, well, there you go. That's why he sucked. Look at him.
God. He's a sort of a cross between William Shatner and a chip... a leopard. Have another cookie.
Tim in Oakdale. Hello.
Good evening, Phil.
Good evening, Tim.
Isn't anyone going to say anything bad about you tonight?
Oh, they will. We're leaving a line open for that.
I don't think there's anybody left that could have anything bad to say about you.
Sure, they're out there. They're listening. They can't wait to get through. Come on.
They're not old enough.
This is their opportunity. They're not old enough.
They're in bed by now.
No, they're too old.
Phil, I received your autographed picture today, and thank you.
You're welcome. What did I put on it?
Says, Miami bitchin', huh?
Oh, okay.
But I wondered... I wondered if I might do your audience a favor and describe your appearance so those who don't know will...
Okay, yeah, do it.
No. Okay. I've been boxing it off in quadrants, you know, making little portions of your face.
Oh, okay.
The
yeah.
general look
What do they
the,
call it, like a radar map or something?
Oh, I don't know.
All right.
The upper, or the left side, no, the right side is rather cheery looking.
Okay, the right side.
The right side is...
My right side looking out or the right side of the picture?
Your face. The right side, as you would call it, you're right.
Okay.
That's rather cheery, while the other is more sinister.
Isn't everybody's face that way?
Yeah, there's a duality in most people's face and personality. But the upper portion, then, if you do the same thing, is more William Conrad, while the lower portion would be Gordon Jump.
Gordon Jump. You'd have to mention him.
The left side.
Who's upper, Gordon Jump?
Gordon Jump's the guy on
WKRP. He was the GM.
Right. And you've got William Shatner on your upper left, while maybe Robert Conrad on your lower left.
Well, if I was going to have him anywhere, that's where it'd be.
The nose is generic Irish.
Yep.
And I was going to ask you also about Key Biscayne.
Mm-hmm.
So is this, you say the signal's going... south mostly.
The signal mostly goes south, yeah.
You're going to be on at night.
Yeah. So I'm going to get an awful lot of calls from Miami City proper, which would be great. Dade County for the most part. Broward County, which is, you know, it gets the signal. It's a good strong signal at night. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it gets probably as far north as at night in a very strong way. What, West Palm Beach?
I can't help but thinking
probably gets even further.
We're going to lose you to just a population that's maybe smaller than here instead of bigger.
Well, I mean, the Miami market is like 10th. Minneapolis is 16th. Miami's probably working with about 4.5 million people. So even just blasting south into Dade County, that's a good size county.
There's a lot of people who can set you up with syndication down there, too. But anyway...
Bob used to pick IOD up in Jamaica
on
a good night. Mr. X's boyfriend used to pick up WIOD in Jamaica on a good night.
Oh, is that right?
Is your stomping grounds, Sheldon? Oh, no, you're a Cancun guy. That's right.
Well, I stopped on her.
Yeah, you go down to Club Hedonism or whatever that thing is, where you're running around with a diaper on. Yeah. So okay. Well, I think that the audience is pretty significant.
Phil.
Yeah.
I wonder if I'm right if there's a little resentment, maybe hostility toward a certain portion of your audience that made your show change, tone down,
my
revealing
show did...
the characters?
Well, that aspect, hostility?
Yeah.
No, you know, everywhere you go, man, if you don't get people hostile at your act, you know that you're not affecting people
exactly.
emotionally. And then you, if that doesn't happen, I mean, it's one thing to have people say, Phil Hendry, yeah, it's, you know, that's pretty good. And it's nothing, but I can't stand him. I would much rather have people hating my living guts than have them just sort of say, well, yeah, it's pretty good. So I can't say that I'm hostile. Oh. Although I do resent a certain segment of the audience that thinks that they own the radio station to the point where when they call up with a command or a demand that it's going to happen the next day, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we used to sit around and laugh because there were people who call and say, I want him fired, okay? And then the next week I'd still be on the air and they'd call back and say, why is that guy still there? I called last week and said he should have been fired. You know, and those are the people who, you know, if you give them an ear, if you lend them any credence at all, it'll drive you crazy. Because they're psycho cases.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't possibly be, who thinks that they have such control in life, other than me, of course?
Well, I wish the best of luck and...
Thanks, Tim.
Hope to hear you someday down there on vacation, maybe.
Keep mapping that picture out. I appreciate your call. Guy, he bisected my face like it's a spy satellite.